Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be talking a little bit more carefully today because I had a little dental surgery over the weekend. And before we go further, I am going to thank my husband, who has just been a champion for me this weekend, getting me all of the nice soft foods and chauffeuring me wherever I needed to go, if I needed to go anywhere, and just making sure that I was okay. So that's my champion. Thank you so much, honey. Also want to pay tribute to the moms out there. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend and are still celebrating and are being celebrated as you should. And one mom in particular is joining us today with our Makeover Monday, Candace Thomas from B Lavish Salons. Good morning, Candace. How are you?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Are you feeling better?
Yeah, I mean, I really wasn't feeling that much pain at all. So they numbed me up really, really good on Friday, although half of my face I thought was going to explode. But they had me feeling pretty good. So I'm good. I'm fine. Just a little bit of a twinge here and there, and today is the first time that I kind of removed the gauze, and I've left it out for a while because it was a little bit irritating, but there wasn't a lot of bleeding. Most of the bleeding is gone, so yep, I'm good.
Yeah, awesome.
So, how was your holiday?
It was actually pretty good.
Good.
The guys took me to the beach. And,
oh, nice.
So it was a nice, relaxing day.
I can always go for a beach day. It doesn't have to be a special holiday. I can always go for a beach day. So, yeah. So was it crowded?
Some parts of it was, but where we were set up, it actually was pretty spacious, so it wasn't that bad.
Good. Glad to hear it. So, for those of you that have been keeping up, Candace is expecting, and so Mommy's Day is extra special for her. So we're going to talk a little bit about your journey right now, because I know we've talked a little bit about things that you have wanted to find for your upcoming birth in terms of, you know, especially when it comes to doing more natural type stuff for products for yourself and for your children. So can you talk a little bit about how that journey has been? Because I know you've had to kind of resort to trying to do some of your own, formulas, so to speak.
Yes, I can. So far it's going pretty good. So I think one of the things that I was looking for is like something to help with stretch marks, right? So as mom's midsections expand, you know, some of us encounter stretch marks. Now some of the ladies are blessed; they don't get nothing done. But hey, I'm not that one. So I came across this mom and pop company They used to be called Sisterco. I think they've changed the name to Swag Products. It's an online product store, and she makes natural products. So she has this stuff called body butter, and I've been using that on my belly, and I like it better than the Palmer's Stretch Marks butter, cocoa butter one, because that left left a residue on my belly. But this one doesn't, and it's shea butter base, and it's really been doing the job of not making me itchy, because that's another thing that happens, get really itchy, controlling the itch, helping with the stretch marks. I don't have, with my last child, I had really dark stretch marks. Right, so I don't have any dark stretch marks this time, kind of keeping them at bay. So, for that product line to be all natural that it is, it's like a mom and pop type shop. I would definitely recommend something like that. You just kind of got to do your research. There's not really a lot of stuff out there in terms of natural products for babies. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of do your best. So, I guess I gotta wait to see when she does come. What I can and cannot use, because I don't want to over just buy something and then she's allergic to it. So I gotta play it by ear. I guess by ear and by feel when she does get here, what is good for her. So. Yeah, that's my journey. But as of for myself, finding that was like a godsend, because like I said, it was really nice. I have to rub it on my belly every day, and I could honestly say like the stretch marks compared to the stretch marks I had to my son are vastly different. So, yeah.
So Tell me, I mean, because it has been a little bit of time since you had your son and now you're having your daughter. Tell me what you have noticed in terms of the main differences.
Well, I'm older. So with my son, it seemed like it was a lot easier. Older. I mean, a little bit more mature in age. So, you know, they're going to be 13 years apart. Okay, so that says a lot. I was in my early 20s with my son. Now I'm in my mid 30s. So I think the difference is I'm more in tune with my body now than I was before. Before, I think when you're younger, you're like, ugh, I'm pregnant, whatever, you know. And I think that goes with a lot of things that happens when you're in your early 20s. But this go around, I'm a lot more like, oh, I can't eat this, or what's this movement? Let me make sure I get my rest. I really wasn't like that before. So I think it's more so a personal thing. And as you get older, things start to hurt more than they did when you were younger. So I'm really feeling some of the body changes my body made naturally as I've gotten older. So that's a different experience. But they all say every pregnancy is different anyway. So I think it's more so that I'm a little bit more wiser now than I was when I was younger.
Now, let me ask you this, though, because that you have already been pregnant once. If you were just having your first pregnancy now, do you think that you would be as careful versus, you know, you having already gone through it? I know you were talking about the age difference, too, but still, it's a matter of you've kind of been through some things before, so some things you know to expect and some things you don't. But if this had been your first child at this age, how do you think your approach might have been?
Extra careful. I think I would have been like wanting my husband the baby anymore. I don't know. I'm assuming. I think I would have been, I guess, really careful because if it's my first go of pregnancy, because sometimes, you know, when you are a little bit more mature, you have a lot of women have experienced something by the time they get to their mid-30s. So I think, you know, by the time you get to your mid-30s and you get pregnant, maybe you're you have families, this is something that you plan, you've been wanting this, you tend to, I guess, be a lot more careful versus when I was in my 20s, me and my husband weren't married, you know, it was like, I'm pregnant, and it was like, okay, like, I guess I got to move on, versus if this was my first pregnancy, I'm more settled down now, you know, I'm more prepared. I think it would have just been different, period, being in a different age versus, like, having my first child earlier versus if I was having a first child now.
Okay. All right. So also the you mentioned to me, we talked a little bit about this definite difference between when you were pregnant with your son versus now your daughter and how, I guess, active she is.
Yeah, I think my husband had to remind me the other day, like, maybe you just don't remember. I was like, no, I remember. no, I remember. She is 10 times more active than he was. He was very chill, and he was a chill baby once he came. So she is not that way. Do feel like sometimes babies show you their personality in utero, and I think she's showing me her personality now, right? And so he was just like, oh, I'm just here. And I'm like, hey, are you in there? And then he'll tell, you know, a little bump here. Hey, I'm here. He was just like, I'm here, right? And then when he was a baby, he was just like, hey, as long as I see you, we're good. Are you in the room? Oh, you're good? Okay, just making sure. I just want to be known. Hey, I'm here. Every 5 seconds. I see her. I see my belly move so much. I didn't see that this early. And I'm 27 weeks today. So with my son, I did not see that. Like, it was just like a bump here or there. With her, it's like you can see the belly move. Like, even the doctor says she's active. Like, you have a really active baby. We have to go through countless of ultrasounds, not because there's something wrong, it's because she won't stay still enough for them to look at her properly. So we have to go back countless of times just so that way we can make sure she's okay. Because she doesn't stay still, you know. I didn't experience that with the first one. So, you know, every kid is different. And that's just what I'm learning now. We're probably going to have to be running when she gets here. So that's just going to be her personality.
Okay. Do you think, or have you been told whether or not diet has to do with that at all? Or is there any changes in diet that might calm her down?
No, that doesn't work either. So, like, the doctor suggested, you know, maybe drink cold water when you're trying to relax. Even when we're in the sonographer's office trying to keep her calm, to look at her heart, right? Because it was important. We had to look at her heart. They're like, okay, here's some ice water. You just down it, and maybe she'll stop. For my son, it worked, right? For her, it was like, it made her mad. Like, wait a minute. Y'all trying to breathe me down here? She moved even more, so his diet has anything to do with it. I just think that it's just her telling
us who she's going to be.
Of her pronouncing, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay. So we are going to take a quick break because we are still, even though Mother's Day was yesterday, we are still going to celebrate moms, and we are celebrating with one of our special moms, Candace Thomas of Be Lavish. This is Dee's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Does it appear the long arm of the law is working against you instead of for you? Whom do you call when the boys in blue are pursuing you? When the wrong person behind bars may end up being you? With over 40 years combined legal expertise, Anderson & Welch bring to bear a smart, sound, sensible defense of those caught in what may be the unrelenting grip of the legal system. Turn to Anderson & Welch first to get ahead of trouble, not fall into it, by calling 561-832-3386. That's 561-832-3386. That's Anderson & Welch Law Firm online at andersonandwelch.com.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are still celebrating moms, and we're celebrating our mom who is usually handling our hair and other beauty advice. We're talking with her about her journey as a mom. And when are you due, Candace?
I'm due August the 8th.
Oh, wow. So anyway, we're here with Candace Thomas of Be Lavish. We are still taking hair questions, by the way, if you want to ask questions. The number is 516-387-1944. So speaking of hair, tell me about how yours has been behaving and how you've had to handle it and the pros and cons right now.
It is thicker. So one of the things I think we talked about one of our episodes together is that how a lot of women experience a lot of hair growth during the time of pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the science behind it is pretty interesting. So basically the body increases hair throughout the body. So it's not just on your head. It's literally everywhere, okay? And
mm-hmm.
the reason being is that if you happen to get to where it's a colder month and the body wants to make sure that it keeps its temperature. So that's why moms experience hair growth. So that's the main reason why. So it's
mm-hmm.
everywhere the hair is growing. So after you have the baby, it's one of the things that I know that I'm going to experience. I probably won't. Every time is different. Every pregnancy is different. But I'm just anticipating it is the hair loss, right? So right now,
mm-hmm.
it's really thick. I just kind of do my normal thing, wash and condition. I'm probably going to get some protective styles starting in June just to kind of maintain it so that we don't have to do anything. But I'm planning on what I'm going to do once I have the baby. So there's 6 months after you give birth that the hair will start to shed because now you don't need it. Everything's shedding. So the extra weight, your uterus is getting smaller, the excess hair that you grew is now shedding because the body doesn't need it. So I'm anticipating that to be something that was really bad when I had my son. So I know that that's a possibility of that hair shedding extremely for me. And I'm probably over-exaggerating because it's myself, right? But to me, it was, like I didn't have any edges. So I'm anticipating what my hairstyle is going to look like afterwards and what I'm going to do afterwards. So
mm-hmm.
for any moms that are out there, that's a good conversation to have with your stylist. Like, after I have my baby, what is a good style that I can have or maybe a color to kind of mask it because I'm probably going to color my hair a little lighter so it can kind of blend in as it grows out. I'm definitely going to cut it so that way it kind of blends in as it grows out and goes through its changes. So that's a great question, kind of have that conversation with your stylist. I know some of my other clients that have gone through the same process, we've discussed it during pregnancy, like, okay, I know you're about 6 months now, 7 months, let's talk about what you might want your hair to look like after you have the baby. And some women experience like, a whole lot of hair loss, and some women just a little bit, right? So it just depends on you and your body. So that's what I'm anticipating.
The other thing that I would suspect you might be anticipating is you are probably having this baby in the end of your pregnancy during the hottest months of the year, especially August. I'm sure there's your shopping wardrobe changes and other things to kind of keep you cool and whatnot. Have you come across anything in particular that you want to share?
So I have been into dresses because it seems like it's the coolest thing I can find. I've had the same conversation with my mom the other day because she's like, I notice you don't have a lot of maternity clothes, like clothes based for maternity women. And I told her no because especially the pants, they have like that little rubber bandexy fabric around the belly. Well, they didn't work for me last time, so I just don't want to get those type of pants. So I decided to kind of find stuff that at least after I have the baby, it would still kind of look nice on me. So I think that's why I'm opted for a lot of the dresses type outfits.
Maybe wrap dresses or something like that, or what
wrap dresses or like, just dresses that's kind of like
wave.
Flowy, maxi.
Yeah.
Something that's piece of those t-shirt dresses kind of been working pretty well. I think the only type of maternity-based clothing that I have bought was shirt-based because I need them to be longer. So the shirts are maternity, but as far as like pants, not really. Some of the pants I have been buying are like those like workout pants those stretchy waist shorts, kind of that are like, I guess they're like running shorts, but they're not really running shorts, is those type of clothing. So, and you know, on my cute days they look cute, on my non-cute days it's different. The only problem I'm probably facing right now is I'm in the last couple months of nursing school. So the uniform that I have to wear, because I refuse to buy another uniform, it is extremely tight. So I'm squeezing myself into that. But other than that, personal clothing, it is what it is.
Yeah. Because it's hard to kind of want to invest in clothing that you're only going to have for a few months, and especially if, you know, this, let's say, you know, you got to find a place maybe to sell them, or you got to find a family member or a friend that can use them and pass them along to, you know, so you got to be careful about your investment. I gather also you're staying away from a lot of polyester because that's not going to be comfortable.
It's like linen, stuff that can like breathe easy.
Yeah,
you know, and now it's shoes are now a concern now. So I was just talking with my husband about it. Like, I have a hard time tying my shoes. So if they're not home and I need to put them with strings on, I'm having a hard time. So it's a lot of slip-on shoes or heels that I could slip on, not shoestrings. So that's a change as well.
So I wanted to ask you also, well, I'm gonna ask you now. We talked briefly about your registry. And it's up to you whether or not you want to reveal what it is. But what I wanted to find out is, how did you make your choice in terms of what your registry was going to be?
Okay.
Was there something specific that you were looking at?
I think it was something, it was based on my needs in my home, A.
Mm-hmm.
Also based on experience of what I know I used the last time and what I know I did not use. That was practical, like a baby wipe warmer. Like, I didn't use that. So why would I put that on there?
A baby wipe warmer?
Yeah, they warm the wipes up.
Okay. And this question is coming from someone that has not had children. So did you need a baby wipe warmer?
I thought I did.
Okay.
And I probably used it twice, and I didn't use it anymore because you got to replenish that thing. So it's like, it's just easier to get the wipes from the thing, you know? So like, and then they don't really care. He was more concerned about you getting it off of him versus if it's warm or not. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that's something I don't need. A lot of it is just really based on what, like, my home is and what's practical. Like,
mm-hmm.
What we need practical versus, like, some of the stuff that's excess. Because you can get a lot of excess stuff that you do not need or the baby does not need or is not going to use. And you don't know. Like, for example, let's say you get a swing. Well, what if your baby may not like the swing? So, like, you just wasted your money on a swing. Then there's some kids that
mm-hmm.
love it, so it's just the pin. So before I made the registry, I actually have already had babies.
Mm-hmm.
And their babies are like a year or 2 years old, and they have the stuff already. So they
mm-hmm.
gave me their old stuff. Or like, you know, I guess it got to a point where we just want it out of our house, so here, come get it. And
okay.
A lot of it was really nice stuff, you know. So I waited till that happened, and then I kind of based it off of everything else. So like a crib, I didn't necessarily set up a nursery, like, truly, because I know for a fact she's not going to be in there like that. She's probably going to be in our room. So the nursery is really just like a storage room at this point. It's set up, but it's not necessarily where she's going to
mm-hmm.
sleep in there. I'm just being realistic with myself.
Yeah.
So it's really based off like what I knew I was going to need and what I'm going to use and what I
mm-hmm.
know that I'm going to, what the house is telling us. Because, you know, we're not trying to overcrowd our house. Like, we had to change our dining room table because we had a bar stool type table.
Mm-hmm.
Well, none of the high chairs are tall enough to meet us at the table, so like that was a necessity to get us a normal size table for the dining room where we eat our food at. So things like that.
Okay. All right. We are talking with expectant mom Candace Thomas, who is also our makeover person. She is with B Lab Salons here in South Downtown Orlando. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We're going to take a quick break. If you have questions when we come back, the number is 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type.
we let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are still celebrating our moms, and helping us this morning or afternoon is Candace Thomas of Be Lavish. She is expecting a little girl in August. And if you have questions or comments, the number is 516-387-1944. So we've talked a little bit about, you know, I guess you're kind of, you know, laying the groundwork and you're nesting and everything like that. And we talked a little bit about your lovely young lady's personality already blossoming right now.
Right.
How's everybody else in the household and the grandparents? How's everybody else reacting and what are they doing?
Everybody else are a little bit overly protective. I guess that's the best way for me to describe it. Even down to my son, so he'll say, you don't need to get up for anything. I said, I don't. So what do you want me to do? I got it. Don't worry about it, Mom. Don't worry about it. So it's just, I guess, too, it for someone like me that's always been a little on the independent side, it's kind of hard letting people do things for you, especially like example, I like to do the yard. So they've been doing it.
Oh, you're
like
freaking a lot of people out at your house, aren't you?
Yes, so they don't want me to do it. It's hot or I shouldn't be out in the sun. I'm like, well, who's going to water the plants? Or then I'm like, well, I don't feel like you put enough water on the plants. I think they're still thirsty. You know, little things like that. So I think that is one of the things that I am having to sit back and do or really watch. Same thing with my mom. She's like, I don't want you doing anything. It's kind of hard. So even I try to invite them to the doctor's office with me, and I'll ask the doctor, like, so am I allowed to mow the lawn? The doctor will be like, yeah, you can. I'll look at them like, she heard she said I can. Or can I water the plants? Yeah, you're allowed to water the plants. You know, look at my parents, my mom, like, she heard she said. She said I can do it. And then when we leave, I don't care what she said. You ain't doing.
Of course. You know, and I guess also too with your mom having become from a different era than you, there's that extra level of, I guess, suspicion, you know, as well as caution that she has. So, but I mean, it's not like this is your first rodeo, too.
Right. So I'm like, come on, lady. Just let me do some things, like, please.
Let you have your pregnancy, okay?
Right. Like, let me do something. She's like, your son can do it. I know he can, but I would like
well,
to do
thing
it,
is,
too.
The thing is, too, you kind of are hoping also that when you really need him to do it, that he'll be just as eager and generous with his time and wanting to step forward and help. You're hoping that, because you know that's coming.
Yes. Yeah, I do know. So I'm like, well, I don't want to make him tired already. Let's share some of this work out here. So yeah, that's where we're at on that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about and you talked about going to the beach, so we're into that season now. Let's talk a little bit about some hair care stuff and some beauty tips, some skin care stuff in terms of being outdoors a little bit more and the temperature changing and everything. Do you have, for example, some products that you could suggest that would help, I guess, keep your scalp cooler maybe or your skin cooler as the months start to warm up?
Oh, that's a good one. So there is, I know Aveda makes it. It's like a botanical spray. Yeah, it's for your face. It's like a spray-on skin toner. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That one is what I found that I like the most to kind of keep my skin cool and moist at the same time, because it's not necessarily overpowering when it comes to, like, moisture. So a lot of times when we think of moisture, we think that it's going to kind of, like, cake on, and then, you know, sometimes you put something on, and then it gets sticky once you get hot, and then you feel like it made it worse, you know? So this is an actual spray. It's clear and liquid. I use it on my face. I found it before I got introduced to Aveda, and
mm-hmm.
I was using it on my child's face as well. So, like, when he was a baby and we would be out and about outside, I would spray it on him, and then it's just like a nice, refreshing, cooling effect. It opens the pores just a little bit, but it actually also kind of cools the face down. So I would spray it
mm-hmm.
all over his body, and then I would kind of see him change, and then I would spray it on myself. I would spray it on my husband's face, and then we kind of like, okay, we can finish doing what we're doing outside or whatever activity we're doing outside in the summer months. So I think it's called, it's like a spray toner, skin firming spray toner. They have one
mm-hmm.
that's not skin firming, so that's the one I would get for all of the family. Like, your child
mm-hmm.
doesn't need any help with your skin firming up, okay? So
right.
It's just it's toning mist. There you go. Had to go in here and look at it. It's a toning mist by Aveda. And when we think of toning, we think that it's going to be something kind of harsh on the face. And it's actually one of the most gentle toners I've ever came across. It's something that you don't need something where you have to put on a cotton swab and rub on your face. It's an actual spray. So I would suggest something like that. That's the only thing I've ever used that I found that was cooling.
Because
mm-hmm. You know, once you find something that works really well, you try not to, you don't look for anything else.
If it's
and
not
so
broken,
that
don't
one
fix
I've been
it,
using,
right?
Yeah, I've been using that one for years. So that's like my go-to. I typically only buy it like around March and continue buying through the summer months, and then I don't use it in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to the point where my son's going to band camp at Fort Union this summer, right? And it was a staple in his bag. He's like, can you give me some of that green spray? The bottle's green, but the mist that comes out very clear, it looks like water that comes out. So
mm-hmm.
I went ahead and got him some green spray for his bag, so that way, since he's going to be outdoors practically the entire week for band camp,
mm-hmm.
I can definitely understand why he would want some. So that's what I would recommend.
And you said it's called green spray?
No, it's called Toning Mist.
Toning Mist.
By Aveda.
Okay.
It's on their botanical line. So that's what it's
okay.
called. When I tell you, that thing's been out for a long time. It's something that
mm-hmm.
I literally got introduced before I even started working with Aveda. So that, I would definitely say that. And I have
okay.
to check with my aunts. They're Avon people. And there's a spray by Avon that actually does the same thing. But I cannot tell you the name of this spray, y'all. So
mm-hmm.
this one's a good one to use for mosquito repellent, but it also keeps you cool at the same time.
People have been talking about it. Are you talking about Skin So Soft?
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, people have been talking about that for years in terms of using it against mosquitoes. I've heard of that, and I actually need to probably get some from my husband because he is a mosquito magnet, unfortunately. But, yeah, I will definitely check back into that. I didn't think of it in terms of cooling, but definitely for mosquitoes.
I remember every time I would go in the country, and they always have it in the bathroom. So I would go in the bathroom, and they'll say, bring that spray on out, you know. So I'll bring it out, and we're already hot. And you'll spray it on yourself, and it helps.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't smell like that offbeat stuff, right? So we'll spray
mm-hmm.
it on our skin and our arms and stuff, and then you just start feeling a little cooler, and then the mosquitoes aren't bothering you, you know. So it, like, kind of works together, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to always spray it around my neck and on my arms and stuff, and then I would feel just a lot more comfortable. It didn't feel like I had mosquito spray on me. Like, they give me that stickiness feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of feeling like I was getting cooled off at the same time. So, hey, it worked. So.
Well, that's good to know. I was still looking up your other thing, too. It looks like it says Botanical Kinetics Toning Mist.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm trying to post that on here. Yeah, but skin so soft is, especially for mosquitoes, it's kind of like legendary from what I recall, you know. So that's always good. I always thought, though, it kind of was a little strong with the scent, but that might be part of why it repels the mosquitoes and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, compared to, like, the deep off.
Yeah.
The off with the extra wooded deep is stronger. And so,
okay.
Especially if you're in an area like the country, you know, some of them country places where it's like nothing but woods out there.
Yeah.
You need it, okay?
Yeah.
You need it for the daytime. That's how bad the mosquitoes are. skin so soft actually is really nice compared to the actual, like, mosquito repellent that you get, because then that one just makes my skin feel sticky. Like, I feel like I'm a sticky trap. Like, now that mosquito doesn't want to be around me, but any other bug can get stuck on me, like, you know, those roach traps, right?
Wow.
So
yeah,
that's just how I feel. So with this one, at least my skin doesn't feel bad. Is not as a lighter scent, and because of how it sprays on
mm-hmm.
more like a liquid, it kind of gives you a little bit of a cooling effect as well.
Okay. Sounds good. So what other things have you discovered in your, the time span between having your son and now you're having your daughter? Anything else that you've noticed in terms of a significant difference or change?
So this go around, I'm diabetic this go around, so that could definitely be a reason why things are different. So before I wasn't anything, right? So I was your normal healthy 20-year-old. This go around, I am type 2 diabetic, so things are definitely different as far as being a diabetic mom.
Mm-hmm.
So some of my things that I was doing prior to being pregnant, which would be easy, just taking like an oral medication daily. And then I was doing what they call intermittent fasting. So that's where you probably eat two meals. I would eat two meals and then, like, take a longer period throughout the day of not eating, making sure I still drink and all that kind of stuff, which is fine. And then I limited my carb intake then. So now it's different, right? So I have to eat three meals a day. I have to eat 45 carbs per meal. Instead of me taking an oral pill, the oral medication is not conducive for the baby. So I have to be insulin dependent for this pregnancy, which is something that I wasn't that kind of type 2 diabetic, right, where I had to take insulin. I actually was very controlled diabetic. So one thing about moms who come across gestational diabetes and are already type 2 or type 1, they normally would put you on insulin because it doesn't cross the baby, it doesn't hurt the baby. So then you have to measure out, make sure you're taking enough for the meal that you're eating. And then throughout the pregnancy, for a lot of moms, your insulin increases because you become more insulin resistant. And so then once the baby comes, like part of that, everything going back to normal, you would taper off and going back to your other regimen prior to having the everything goes back to normal, right? So that's another reason why I'm like, oh, this is it. We're not doing this again. So that's the difference. That's the major difference for me is the type 2 diabetes. So if I wasn't diabetic this go-round, it was like how it was before, I probably would have a totally different opinion on it. But because I am, it is definitely a regimen. I don't want to say chore. It's definitely a regimen because this is something totally different than what it was prior to pregnancy. So, and, you know, being that now I'm considered a high-risk mom, also based on age, because I'm 35, I just made the cutoff on being what they call older mothers, believe it or not, right? So they monitor you differently than when you were younger. So when I was younger, I'll go to the doctor and like, hey, everything's okay, bye, you know, once a month. Mm-hmm. And now it's like every other week I have to set aside time to go to the doctor, and you go to a diabetes baby specialist, and then you go to the endocrinologist. It's just a lot. So it's different in that aspect. I think another thing that's also different too is I never tapped into all the stuff that are beneficial to moms I'm tapping into now. So like there's this program in Florida called Healthy Families, and it's not associated with the Department of Children. So it's not one of those things where you have to be on government assistance to use it. But they come and they educate you about your baby and about the progress. And they give you things. They set you up with, like, a class where you take a class about car seats and then you leave there with a car seat. They set you up with a class that talks to you about safe sleeping, right? And then you leave there with a playpen for the baby. So there's programs out there that you can tap into, not income based. They don't look at how much money your husband make a year, how much you make. They're just trying to make sure that we moms that we have healthy babies. And they have this throughout a lot of other states, but in Florida it's called Healthy Families. And so they give out contests. They have stuff that you can just sign up for. I took the car seat class, not expecting to get a car seat, but then I came home with, like, a convertible car seat, really nice, like the Lexuses of car seats, right, which kind of helps with your budget. So that's another thing that I tapped into that I was like, okay, there's a lot of things that you can go to, expos, that can help you prepare for your baby. So
okay, all right, and all of that does help. You know, I mean, in you know a lot of these places that probably like wedding registries, when they find out you're pregnant or they find out you're getting married or whatever the case may be, and then they start sending you different little things, so you know, you get little freebies, which always helps.
Pampers does it, Huggies do it. Healthy Families also gives you like connections and other programs within your county that can help you out with some other aspects. They'll ask you like what are some things that you may need and Or they'll say, what do you not have yet? So then you'll say this, and they'll say, okay, well, they'll come back and help you find, you know, something that can help you in the midst of everything. So I would definitely say, if you're listening, check out to see what your local county has for you, or that your state, and see mm-hmm. what they can do to help you get through the hump, because, you know, all of us are going through some things, and I know how I'm feeling the crunch of going down to one income for a while. So
mm-hmm.
However we can make it easier for you is the best. These are some ways of making it easier.
Okay. So you're having to, I wanted to ask you one other question. Are you glad that you started taking nursing prior to your pregnancy? Have you gained like some information that has been helpful for you this time?
Yes, I am glad. It has put in perspective of narrowing down what I want to do. So as a concentration, once I'm done, and I've learned a lot about, I guess, disparities among women, and especially in the African-American community, that I probably want to tap into once I get fully into the career. And I think also that's helped me be aware of, you know, this go-around being a mom, how to take care of myself a lot better, things to look out for, in a little bit of a wiser mom when she does come, some things that I didn't know that I do know now. So, yes, I am actually glad that I did that experience and going through nursing school. Yeah.
Okay. So I thank you for sharing your experience. Any final words of wisdom that you'd like to impart?
Yes. Just to piggyback off of earlier, just for all moms, new moms, moms under five, right? There are things out there to help you, ladies. It's not, you don't have to worry about the income part. You know, I like the phrase say, it takes a village to raise a child, like literally it does. So don't mm-hmm. feel that, you know, that you can't tap into it. You can. So definitely, like, see what's out there for you. I know Orange County, they have quarterly, like, these, like, baby showers that you can go to, and they'll introduce you to all these programs. I'm not in Orange County, but I hear it all the time on the radio. So just kind of listen out to see what's available and what can help you, because, like I said, it takes a village to raise these kids. So tap into it.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing, and thank you for taking the time. I'm going to miss you when you're gone. But Candace is still going to be with us on the second Monday of the month. But hopefully that won't be like when you're in the hospital. We won't bother you then, for sure. But, you know. I'm not trying to get on your hit list like that. So, but I thank you for sharing that, because, you know, we talk about mothers a lot that, and I guess partly because of my age range, we talk a lot about mothers that are kind of already established and raising children. And you're an already established mom, but you're also a new mom. And what you've had to share is, especially with you dealing with the diabetes and some of the other stuff that you're dealing with, it really is helpful, because we don't think about some of those extenuating circumstances that can play a role in making things a little complicated. So I really thank you for sharing everything that you've shared today. So God bless you and your family. And hopefully we'll, if you're up to it, hopefully we'll talk next month. Okay.
Oh yeah, I'll be up to it.
Okay.
I'll be up to it.
All right. All right. Talk to you then. Thanks so much. Tomorrow, you all, we did not forget. Yeah, my week was kind of a little discombobulated last week, but that's okay. We did not forget, however, that we wanted to talk to our economist. So Paul Z. Shelton is going to be on tomorrow to give us some late information on what's going on with our economy. So don't forget to join us then. We're also going to talk later this week, Thursday, with Erica Sheffer, who, like I said, we're still honoring moms. She's going to share her story about being a mom. So make sure you join us. And in the meantime, thank you for joining us today. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.